Dr. Roger Rosenberg, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Justin. It's a great pleasure.
Now, I know our understanding of Alzheimer's disease is an evolving body of work, but what does it do to the human brain?
Alzheimer's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder. It results in loss of neurons, nerve cells in the brain, but it begins with an accentuation in the memory and cognitive areas of the brain. And in addition to neuronal loss, which is an early feature of the disorder, which you can actually see, Justin, on MRIs in patients that come to see you, there is the storage of unique proteins. And these proteins are the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. And I am referring to amyloid and to tau. These are both normal proteins, but in Alzheimer's disease, they accumulate and they're toxic.
So basically, these proteins in excess gum up the brain and cause all of the problems, or at least that's what we believe is happening right now.
Yes, these are toxic proteins, and you can demonstrate experimentally if you inject it into a primate brain, an aged primate brain, it causes degeneration of neurons which are in the vicinity. And the problem is not in the vast majority of Alzheimer's patients an increase in production of synthesis of these proteins. That seems to be at a normal rate. The problem is the clearance, the degradation and metabolism and removal of these proteins out of the brain. That's the major issue involved.
So how does your DNA vaccine attack Alzheimer's? Does it reduce the buildup of proteins? Does it cause the body not to consider them? How does it work?
The DNA in the vaccine has three copies in DNA that corresponds to the units or amino acids of three copies of the A-beta 42 peptide of human type. That is injected with other controlling features of the vaccine into the skin. This is a, if you will, a revolutionary kind of radical approach as therapy. It's not injecting the final product, amyloid or tau or antibodies that are preformed. Patients are getting antibodies made from other individuals. This is active vaccination where one vaccine codes for amyloid and has been able successfully to reduce the two major pathologies of the disease. That should create hope.
How groundbreaking is this vaccine? If it makes it past human trials and into people's medicine cabinets, how much of a difference could this vaccine make?
That's hard to predict, of course. Honestly, it has the potential to delay the occurrence of the disease to some manner, to some significant number, I think. And if it is able to delay the disease, it should have an effect on the number of individuals who are affected, theoretically.
Being that it has the potential to affect so many people, does it weigh heavily on your shoulders?
Of course it does. But, you know, the other side of the coin of your question is there is no therapy at the present time. And a great deal of effort has been placed to try to find a therapy. So anything that looks promising, this DNA vaccine or any other new therapy that someone has, should be tested vigorously, thoroughly, to come up with a therapy that for the first time might have an effect. We have published extensively over the last 15 years on this DNA vaccine, and it all looks positive. And friends and advisors and co-scientists have said, now's the time to test this in humans. It should be tested. When I present this paper, our research at meetings, at national neurology meetings here, to the Japan Neurological Society and to the German Neurological Society in recent years, the first question, the first hand that goes up is, well, when are you going to test it now in humans? Because it should be. I take the position I want to move forward as vigorously as possible because there's nothing else that has been successful, and we deserve our day in court.
Dr. Roger Rosenberg is the founding director of the Alzheimer's Disease Center at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Dr. Rosenberg, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.